Yep, but you've heard it. So.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
And, okay, and so after the wedding, the man is the woman's. What's the relationship between?
Well, husband.
Mm-hmm.
And husband and wife.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And an A for that?
Yep. Doing very well. And let's see, we pray to.
Oh, you mean in church?
Yeah, in church, yeah. Who do we usually pray to?
Oh, we usually pray to Jesus Christ, or the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the big man upstairs is usually referred to as?
Well, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost,
right.
In the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm,
this is
mm-hmm.
true in several others, but not all churches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if the Baptist is very, they're big around here, and I'm not quite sure. I'm sure you probably interviewed, what do they call them? How do they phrase that?
I think they just
Episcopalians are very similar.
Well, yeah, I think the Baptists are similar too. Wait, do they have the Trinity? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Baptists have the Trinity or not.
I've never heard it mentioned, but that in the Catholic Church.
They don't take communion like we do. They don't take communion like we do. The Baptists
don't.
It's very different in the Baptist church.
Much.
Yeah, I've only been to one of those services once, so I don't know too much about it.
Mm.
Now, the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels are?
Well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you go to college to get what?
Well, of course, I went to get an education, and the education would be a degree at the end, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
which is what I did receive, a Bachelor of Architectural Engineering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you check books out from the?
Usually the library, in our particular case, at our school.
Mm-hmm. And let's see here. Your mother's sister would be your?
My aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Not aunt.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're, let's see. I don't know, did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two stepsisters.
And they would be?
They were half-sisters in my particular case.
That's right. And
yes.
They would be your father's?
We shared the father.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But they would be generally your father's, in what relation to your father? They were his.
The daughters of my
mm-hmm.
father,
mm-hmm.
as I was the son of my father.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And let's see, some of these are just easier than they they seem. Now, a teacher in the old days in El Paso was referred to as a teacher, whether it was male or female, or did they have different names?
Well, yeah, strangely enough, as I told you, this is my wife, by the way.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
This is Fran.
Nice to meet you. I know your family.
Yeah.
Some of this morning at water aerobics.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can I get you anything to drink?
Oh, some water would be nice.
Just water? We've got Coke or 7-Up.
Oh, Coke would be good, actually.
Coke? You like Coke?
I love Coke, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, can I get you?
No, thank you right now. Thank you. You mentioned teachers.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, I went to a Catholic school, and most of them were nuns.
That's
they
right,
they were referred
yeah.
to as sister.
Right.
Now, when I went to the high school, it was run by the Christian Brothers, and we referred to them as brother this and brother that.
Uh-huh.
So as far as teachers would go, I would think in the public school, it would be Miss or Mr.,
uh-huh.
whoever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now at a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is the...
Some poor joker. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the one of the women who helps out with the bride, she's not the maid of honor or the matron of honor, but she's one of the women that stands up there.